Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:21-26.
So the thing about that scripture is that God is telling us your possessions in earth, they have no value. Our treasures are up in heaven with God, which is the Father of Jesus. And that's really what this this channel's foundation is really about. It's about understanding that there's nothing on this earth that has true value. There's no possessions that we have on earth that mean any and everything, because our reward, our treasure, it's waiting for us in the afterlife. It's going to be in heaven. So the thing about minimalism is that people are killing themselves to get more, to gain more, to have more. And what I really want to tell people is that that life of always pursuing more, 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 it's a meaningless life. It's something that it's never going to fill us, you know, as people. And so it's just really understanding that, you know, what I want you to have, what I want all of us to have is a peace of mind. That is, to me, that is the true wealth. That is the true richness on earth, because really our treasure, like the Bible says, it says, Then Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You know, that scripture, it just means so much to me. And I know I'm sorry that I had to repeat it, but I just really want it to, you know, really hit home for, you know, for my subscribers. And I know I don't have a lot of subscribers. You know, I know a lot of views when it comes to YouTube, it's geared towards the viral. It's geared towards the clickbait. And, you know, usually when people are saying something that's honest, something that has meaning, something that is the truth, it tends to get ignored. I'm fine with that. I'd rather sit here and tell you about the pursuit of peace of mind than telling you to pursue riches, than telling you to pursue money, than telling you to do investments and, you know, and talk about billionaires, because I don't think that's really providing any type of enlightenment or any enrichment to our public out here. So I'd rather talk about Jesus. I'd rather talk about the truth. I'd rather talk about the word. I'd rather talk about you being able to love yourself, to love your neighbor, really to respect yourself, to respect others. Is that to me, that is the true rich, that is the true wealth, that is something that we need to spread to everyone. And really God is love. So you know, if I'm talking about the word, then I'm talking about Jesus. If I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about God. If I'm talking about God, I'm talking about love. And that's what I want for everyone. I want all of us to be saved. I want all of us to pursue that peace of mind that sometimes, you know, that has eluded so many people because they were following worldly things. They were out there trying to take the world's pleasures and you know, instead of being obedient and you know, instead of following God. Because the thing with especially verse 21 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. That come and follow me part is that, so when Jesus says this, he's saying this to say, get rid of all of your possessions and then come follow me. And the reason why he's saying that is because in order to truly devote your life to following Jesus, you have to get rid of those possessions, because those possessions, that's always going to be on our mind. And I think Jesus really had a great understanding of the flesh and the human, because although Jesus was perfect, he understood that his followers were not. So, you know, I'm a follower, but he knows that his followers have a bond with their possessions, with their materials. And when Jesus wants, when he wants devotion, or he wants discipleship, or he wants people to follow him, he wants us to let go of those possessions and truly follow him. Because it's very hard to follow Jesus if we're so consumed with our materials, with our possessions, you know, the things that we own, whether it's our home, our cars, our clothes, or whatever it may be, any material goods. Jesus knows that that's going to get in the way of us truly following him. So when I talk about minimalism, what I really want is I want our focus to be on the higher, you know, the higher power, you know, to truly be, if I want to be, I want to be consumed with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because I don't want to be consumed with my goods. And sometimes us being consumers, we get consumed with our material possessions instead of being consumed with following Jesus. And so really, you know, this is something that's, you know, has been weighing on my heart. It's been on my mind. It's just really talking about the word, talking about the scripture, because this is, you know, eventually we're going to pass. You know, we are going to leave this earth one day. And when we do, I don't want us to think, man, I'm going to die one day and I'm not going to have anything anymore because I'm no longer in the physical to enjoy it. Well, the thing about it is that there's nothing, like I said, there's nothing on this earth that has meaning. Our treasures are going to be in heaven. So this is, you know, when I talk about this minimalism, I talk about this, you know, this peace of mind, striving for a peace of mind. It's really getting rid of your possessions is getting, you know, it's breaking away from bondage, because your possessions, it's really like prison. You know, we're prisoners, or we're slaves to what we own. And, you know, Jesus wants us to be free, and he wants us to follow him and love him unconditionally. But to do that, we have to break free from our material goods, from our possessions. We have to break those chains. So that's, you know, that's really what this channel is really, truly about. You know, like I said, it's been a while since I made some videos. And, you know, in those videos, I really harp on, you know, organization. I talk about cleanliness. I talk about minimalism, and those are all great things. And that's something I still believe in. I truly believe in that. But really, I believe in that because there's something much higher than all of that. And what I'm trying to get is I'm trying to get this peace of mind. I want to follow Jesus unconditionally. I want to love God unconditionally. And I want to break free of those chains of anything, of these goods, if you will, of the world. Because the way I see it is that if a man has made it, it has no value. Because, you know, when, if something breaks, someone can make a new one. You know, we talked about money. Does money have real value? I guess in on earth it does, but in heaven, money has no value. God is not going to, he's not going to allow the people to enter in the gates of heaven based on their bank account balance. It even says right here, it says, and this is one of my favorite ones, Matthew 19:24. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So what does it mean to be rich? It means nothing. It actually makes what Jesus is saying, it actually makes it difficult, more difficult for a person that is rich to enter into the kingdom of God. So what does it mean to be rich right now on, you know, on earth? What does it mean to be a multi-billionaire? Jesus says it's actually making the life of that individual more difficult than the entrance to the kingdom of God. But what's more important than entering the kingdom of God is nothing. That is the most important thing. You know, we are called to be disciples. You know, and while we have this time on earth, however long it may be, to be stewards, of Jesus Christ and do what he is calling us to do. And I don't believe that Jesus is calling us to be uber rich and to be superiorly wealthy. And so that way we can enjoy whatever the fruits of this earth, because we're going to pass. These man-made materials are one day going to crumble and fall apart. The only thing that is eternal is the love of God, is heaven. And that's where our treasures are. So, you know, it's just something that really means a lot to me. The scripture, the word is really to set us free. You know, like I said, get rid of that. You know, we're in bondage. We're enslaved to secular things, earthly things, worldly things. And it's time for us to break free. I want us to have that peace of mind, because that peace of mind on earth, like I said, that is the true wealth. And don't let the media, don't let television, newspapers, magazines, social media, don't let anyone tell you that your bank account defines you or defines anyone else, because it doesn't. Trust in the Lord, and, you know, follow Jesus. That's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to follow him and follow him unconditionally. And the only way to do that is to free ourselves of all these possessions. So this minimalism lifestyle is really it's a lifestyle of being a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope I don't scare anyone thinking that this YouTube channel has made some type of or twist or turn. It's not that, because if it's minimalism, it's always been, from day one, it's always about peace of mind, but ultimately it's always been about following God. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I think I've been rambling on a little too much, but, I really encourage, everyone to, read the book of Matthew, especially Matthew 19, 21 through 26, and just, tell me what you think. Tell me, what the word is saying to you, because I know what the word is saying to me. I just want you to read it. I'll pray over it, sleep on it, because this is, like I said, this is something much bigger than me. It's much bigger than you. It's much bigger than us. This is, I'm fighting for the internal, and right now, we're in the temporary. The earth is temporary, at least for the humans. The world might be here for millions of more years, but we're not going to be. So when we leave this earth, where's our treasure going to be? Jesus already said, our treasures are in heaven with Father God. And I know that the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of peace of mind, It's only going to come from following Jesus. So I'll just leave it there. Thank you. There's going to be plenty more videos about minimalism, plenty more videos about the Lord, and really just, you know, finding ourselves, but finding ourselves through Jesus. So thank you. God bless and good night.
Thank you for lending your ears. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please subscribe and tell your friends about this podcast. You can also show your support by purchasing a hoodie at minimalbranded.com. That is my website for merchandise and hoodies. These hoodies are very inspirational, positive, and reflect everything that I'm talking about in this podcast. So please, 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 if you have a few seconds, go over to minimalbranded.com, browse around, and if you see something, please show your support and purchase. And remember, new episodes will be uploaded weekly. Thank you again.